nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour today. My name is Lucy Kiden. Now today we shall be getting into the detail on the 8th of the 8th National Unity Day program that has been happening and taking place here in Juba. This is a program organized by Ministry of Youth and Sports, and it's been happening every year around January and February since 2016. And so this is an annual sports event that is held at the start of the year to use sports as a way to promote peace and enhance social harmony among the people of South Sudan. The program originated after the Addis Ababa Agreement in 1972. And so for the last 8 years, it's been implemented by the National Ministry of Youth and Sports with the support of Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, as well as UN Mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, and other partners. And so since 2016, this program has brought over 3,800 youth athletes together from all the states and administrative areas across South Sudan to date. And this specific year, the program is expected to bring 284 participants under 17 who are not part of existing clubs. And so these participants form 13 football teams with 10 players per team. These include 130 girls. There's 6 athletics teams, 14 athletes per team with 42 girls and 42 boys. And then there's 7 volleyball teams where there's 10 players per team. And we have 70 girls as well participating in those games. It's quite interesting just talking about it. And right now we have guests in the studio who have come to help us get a feel of what has been happening, but also understand more on why it is important to hold such events at a time like this in South Sudan. So joining me this evening to discuss more about this year's event is Mr. Kamis Mayom Deng, who's the Director General in the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports in Upper Nile State. Thank you for joining us this evening, Mr. Kamis.
Thank you.
And then we have Joseph Kwanbol, who's a football coach in Northern Barghazal. Welcome, Joseph Kwan. Fadal.
Shukran.
And then we have a very interesting guest. This is Stella Ilung James, who's a footballer from Eastern Equatoria. How are you, Stella?
Fine.
Are you happy to be here today?
I'm happy.
As you can hear, that is a very young voice. We're going to get to know Stella a little bit more during the show. And then we have Gladys Jumpy, who's my colleague here at UNMISS. She is a gender affairs officer. Gladys, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lucy.
Yes. So these are our guests. And remember, if you have any question or comment as we continue with the show, you can always start by texting on 0912-177-141. But also, you can get ready to call in a little bit later on the show as you'll have the opportunity to interact with our guests. Now, briefly, we're going to get to know our guests. We're going to start with Mr. Kamis. You're going to tell us how you got to be a DG in the Ministry of Youth and Culture. What are your responsibilities? And then tell me how you've been experiencing the events from Monday. Go ahead.
Thank you, my sister Lucy. I'm very happy to be here with the Miraya FM. First of all, I want to thank the National Ministry of Youth and Sport for bringing all the athletes in different states, especially the young ladies, the young women. And this event was organized for empowering the women.
Yes.
As Kamis Mayom, I've been participating in National Unity Day from the first National Unity Day, which is 2016.
Wow, so you've been a DG since then?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, which department are you director general for?
The director general for the State Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sport in Upper Nile State.
Okay.
By then, in the starting of this activities of National Unity Day. I was the director of sport since that time, and I was always I'm coming with the team to participate in Juba.
Okay.
We start with men, then the last 3 years we decided as the DGs to encourage our women to participate in National Unity Day. And by then we have been participating in football by boy and also for volleyball for women. But the last 3 years we decided, all of us as a DGs of 10 state plus 3 administrative area, to develop the football of women.
Okay.
In different state.
Wow.
Then we started by the under 20. Then later we said, why we should encourage the youngest one? Because we need to build the strong team of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need to build the strong team of South Sudan, we should start from under 17. Then we will have this to develop them. And because through this National Unity Day, we got different talent people. And now, even we can inform, we can, through our coaches and technical people,
mm-hmm.
they can select for us the national team of under 17.
Okay, Kamis, we're going to come into those details a bit later on. Thank you for sharing those details. You have actually been present since the first National Unity Day. That was in 2016, right?
Yes.
And you've been a DG for sports that whole time in Upper Nile.
I was a director of sports.
Director of sports, yes.
But the last 5 years, I become a director general.
Awesome. Congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
So I will come back to you. Let me now come to Mr. Joseph Kwan Ball. Interkunta football coach Min Miten, when did you join this National Unity Day? Tabada attend games there for Zamaniato.
Okay. Ola haja, bashkur Radio Miraya, khasanit Lucy. Ana bedet akum coach fi jaiga 2018.
Okay.
Coach bita football boys zamanda kana ulat. Wa lele ana jitani.
Ita jitani.
Banat.
Ah, yanta gero min aulat le banat.
Ma jaika kan bidaya ba aulat wa se kairota na biga banat.
Okay. All right. Ana bija salta ba den fishu no gero o yani difference shunu lakini ana bija ba den.
Okay, guys.
Kere na sal Stella. Stella, how are you?
I'm fine.
Stella, how long have you? First of all, what is your age, and which class are you?
I'm 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And this year I'm going to senior one.
Wow. Okay. And so congratulations, first of all, for crossing to your next year, which is senior one.
Thank you.
And now, how long have you been playing football?
I was been practicing with my sister that is now was in national team in Juba.
Mm-hmm.
And she's older than me. I was been practicing with her since German corporations has said that they need now children who are under 17 to come and play in Juba. Now I'm practicing. Now I was been in Juba here. I'm from Eastern Equatoria.
Mm-hmm.
We have been here to play football as to unite us as one. We are from 10 state and 3 administrative area, 2 administrative area.
Wow. When did you start playing?
I started playing next year when...
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah. I was been playing when Waiteka Beast, an initiative, has organized the problem of youth to play in peace. I play in there. That is competitions of an area.
Wow. So you've been playing for a good year. Thank you for sharing, Stella. Okay, now thank you for introducing yourselves and what you do. I won't leave you out, Gladys. How long have you been a gender affairs officer?
Lucy, that's a very, very, very interesting question, because it's like I've been here since 2011. Before that, I was in UNMISS with single S. So I've been all this time, I've been a gender affairs officer. I haven't changed. I've been in Malacca for like almost 5 years. Then I was transferred to Juba.
Okay, that's good. Can I ask you now, since we're talking about sports, which is your favorite sport?
I like basketball. When I was at school, as a little girl, I used to practice. And you know, interestingly, my children, I have 4 children, but the 2 of them, they like basketball so much. So a girl and a boy, both of them like playing football. I mean, basketball, sorry.
Okay. I also love basketball, but I love watching football. All right. Coming back to you, Mr. Kamis, let's get back to now the events of this year. There's been a lot that has happened. Could you just briefly tell us? I mean, you've already mentioned some of them. You talked about the fact that now girls are more a part of the games for the past 3 years, including football and volleyball. And I also saw games like Boru Boru were played on the agenda. And then we also mentioned that initially it was under 20 and it was brought down to under 17 so that more younger people can be brought in. So what else has happened different this year?
Thank you for the question. You know, a lot of things have been happening. And even if you see that the event or the activities, the numbers of days was reduced. Mm-hmm. Before it was sometimes 15 days. Now it's reduced less than 10 days. And even a lot of the these young girls that have been during their practices, they have been playing morning and evening every day. And the issue, because of the opening of the school, reopening of the school next week, then the numbers of days was reduced to 7 days. Before it was 10 and more than 10 days. And these days, there is the main games who has been played is football and volleyball, then athletics. Then we add the different games, like we call them peace games. And the peace game will be taking place tomorrow in Bullock Playground. One of these peace game, they two of these they can. There is a Boru Boru. Is one of the games will be taking place. Then running together is one of the peace games.
So briefly, just for this, imagine I don't know what Boru Boru is. What is Boru Boru?
Boru Boru is the it's a local games, but it was developed by some youth who have these talents. And even they make for this game some rule and regulation. And this, if we develop this one, even can be playing internationally.
We'll
be developing South Sudan. Then we send it out to be known as the South Sudan games. And always, if you see, all the ladies of South Sudan, they are playing it, but without rule and regulation. But we have the good talent people. We get them here in Juba. And even the one who name is to be calling Boru Boru. In our local language, in Arabic, she knows better than me. This was developed by some youth, and the name is to be called Boru Boru, and will be taking place tomorrow.
Okay.
And it was very interesting game. You know,
and then you talked about
for this national.
Yes.
You know, as a DGs, or let us say as a South Sudan, we need to pay attention to our women, especially the young girls. And always people are talking in issue of gender equality. And if we need to promote this gender equality, we need to give more opportunity to the girls or women in different level.
Okay.
And sometimes if, you know, different tribes, if you see in South Sudan, some of these tribes, they are not allowing girl to play football. But now these days, when they see the way that the girls that are playing football internationally, our ladies can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing is possible. And even I have a small story concerning these, especially for football players, especially for the girls. You know, in our state, last year, we brought a number of the ladies to be practicing football. Some of the parents, they refuse to release their ladies, their girls, to come and participate in this National Unity Day. But we talked to their parents. Later, they released them. They came, and they are still quarreling. Our girls should not be allowed to go to Juba because they are still youngest, like my sister here. She is still in 15 years. Last year when we brought these ladies, and I want to thank through Radio Muraya, our state government, especially the governor and deputy governor and our minister. When we brought these young girls to Juba, they play, they got third position. When we took them back to the state, we be having the good reception by our governor. Then the governor, he give them some money for just for encouraging these ladies.
Okay.
And this was during the Christmas last year.
Yes.
When they got this small amount from the governor, they buy for them these clothes for the celebration of this Christmas. When they went back, even some of the ladies, they buy for their parents.
Wow.
When they took them back to their families, then some of the parents, hey, why we are not allowing our ladies to go and play football?
So it's beneficial.
Yeah, they have been benefiting from it.
And
that's why I
mindset.
Want to thank our governor, because they are paying attention to his sport activities, especially for women.
Okay. Well, that is so, so interesting. But parents, ya jamaa, kena mastena galashan, giji bugurushi ya nabi, sibu iyalkedero ala bukura, Kastan Barnard. I want to come to you, Joseph Kwan, football coach. Itabada, takangi dere so aulat. Yale tajageru le Barnard. Teligoferik, shuno. Bein, chocolate tininde.
Okay, shukran, muratani. Atatrib, do atatribas. يعني اولاد بنات انت بس مدرب مدرب يعني ما مخصص انه في مدرب بتاع البنات وفي مدرب بتاع اولاد محلته اللي جيت فيه اولاد وبنات ممكن تدرب عادي فانا جيت كان زمان ذاك اولاد كان بلعبوا فوتبول زمان ذاك عشان كده انا جيت لما انقلبوا برضه بنات فانا كوتش يعني عشان كده انا جيت معهم لكن الفرق كتير لكنه كورة واحد بس لكن طبعا تعامل بتاع الولد فرق من تعامل بتاع البنات حتى البنات عشان يجوا لحد هنا صعب عشان اللي مهم يجيبهم لحد ولاية تانية أو عاصمة كان في صعوبة لكن أنا بشكر أسر بتاع البنات يعني في أسر بقبلوا كلام ده بسرعة وفي بعض أسر ممكن إلا بعد جرجر وكده
كده ولي لنا details في شنو حاصل تقال صعب شنو حاصل
يعني مرات بنية ممكن نيجي يتمرن معك قريب ل 3 شهور 4 شهور وخلاص زمن ده قلت سجلت ورسلت اسمه في جيبه كده فجأة ممكن الوالد أو الوالد هي يقول لي أخ بنية ده من خشى تمارين وكده بقى خلى شغل البيت بقى ما قاعد يشتغل أنا خلاص ده نخليه يقيف يعني ده صعوبة عشان زمن ده عشان تجيب تاني بديل بكون صعب لكن تحاول بأنه تقنع الأسرة بأنه معلش مرة جاي وحيشتغل وكده قدامك ده صعوبة بتاع السيدات لكن أولاد طبعا حاجة نورمال
أوكي alright وهسا تيم مالتا جام مومون ده ومون نعملو كيف في عمد كل من قال بكرة ده
يعني ماشيين كويسين يعني من جينا المباراة الأول غلبنا 2-1 مباراة الثانية غالب 3-0 مباراة الثالث درنت ولبت بالانتيات خش دور Finalist, one of the finalists.
Stella, since you started playing football, have you faced any challenges?
Okay, thank you for welcoming me more. I'm not been facing challenges because my sister, who is bigger than me, who is playing last year and the other years, was facing many problems whereby my father and others' guidance are refusing her to go to Juba for playing football. And even there is a football in Magui whereby in Tapayam and Payam my parents are refusing. When this unmissed and the other international and national NGOs has given awareness on this issue of refusing children, and they say that if children went for spokes, it means that they are for peace. They can achieve, through spoke, they can achieve peace and social cohesion. Don't refuse your children to go and play football. Now this, it leads now our parents to leave us, to even give us a free time to go and play football. Now, I want to thank all the supported partners, not forgetting German International Cooperative Against, and Miss United Nations Mission in South Sudan, German Incorporation, that is JIZ, and UNDP United Nations Development Program. Let them support us. Although we are facing many challenges, but let them continue to support us, to gain us, so that we live in peace, love, harmony, and unity in South Sudan.
Wow. Gladys, she's doing your job for you.
Very great one indeed. I'm really impressed. She's as young as my daughter, 15 years only, but she speaks wonders.
Wow.
Really.
Volume. Thank you, Stella, for all that detail. Thank you so much. I'll be coming back to you later. But Gladys, I want you to just add on to what Stella is saying. Why is it really important to incorporate girls? We've heard some issues that are being faced by coaches like Joseph, where certain girls, after they start playing football, maybe they stop working at home, and then they are stopped from continuing, you know, and then it affects the team, because then you have this number and then people are not coming in after some time. And she also talked about parents refusing them to go for tournaments in other countries. What can you say about that?
Okay, regarding the issue that you just put on the table, especially during the workshop this morning, I heard one of them was talking about the challenges that they face, especially girls. Boys are facing other challenges, but also girls are facing more challenges than the boys in terms of refusal. The parents always refuse them access to those teams to participate in sports and athletes, and also to travel all the way from the States to Juba or to any other place. And then also there are many barriers, especially what do you call cultural barriers, that girls are not supposed to participate in many other arenas, especially sports. And then also the stereotype, you know, our cultures are a bit harsher on women and girls especially, and the roles that girls and women have been assigned are very stringent and very tough, that you're supposed to, you know, to be at the domestic level only, working at home and doing those chores, not going outside and being exposed to a lot of things. So these are the challenges that they're facing. But for us to promote gender equality, we have to give equal opportunities for both boys and girls, men and women, especially in sports. Girls and women have roles to play in that, in bringing about peace and also in like development of the nation, of the communities, of the families as well.
Briefly, could you talk about why it's important, sports generally, why it's important for a general human? I mean, when you look at sports, it does not have gender. I believe what, like we always say, what a man can do, a woman can do better. Look at this team. It's in the finals, yes. Team Tabanade. So what can you say in that regard? How can you encourage parents to understand this specific aspect?
Okay, like promotion of gender equality in sports, it has far-reaching implications, especially for peace-building efforts. Engaging women and girls in sport and also society challenges the traditional gender roles, as I just stated it, and it empowers women and girls to become active participants in their communities as well. Women have roles to play, especially girls. You know, it changed the norms. Sports change the norms. They can be active team players. They can be role models for the other girls, also other generations. And they can also be celebrated. You know, their achievements can be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And this will give more confidence to the girls themselves, to and inspire others. And then for, you know, learning and getting that education and awareness. So it's really very important for them to be change agents to their communities, to the society, to the families. And then it challenges the norms as well, the harsh gender norms that exist in the society. So through the sports, they can inspire unity, inclusivity, and also personal growth, and also creating a more just and equitable society.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And sports is actually very high paying in today's world.
Yeah, it is. It is, in some sense. I don't know in South Sudan, but internationally, it's very highly paid. All so right. You can see there are many female and male athletes, and you know, outside there, engaging in sports.
Yes, I'm looking at some of the payment. Scales for some of the women football players around the world, and you have people earning from £417,000 per week. Yes,
that feels good. They're millionaires, they're millionaires. Then all of us should engage in sports.
We should all go into back. Yes, then the others earning $30,000 per week. You know, that is a lot
That's
of money.
Huge.
Some of us will see that after 20 years. And somebody sees it one week, they're earning that much.
1 week, what's about a month?
So it is an opportunity to earn money, and that is something that is still growing in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, let's, as you can see, the governor gave some money to the girls and the parents were happy. So that is good motivation as well. So, Kamis,
yes.
Briefly, could you run us through some of the events that have been ongoing and how it has been for you, your experience so far this year?
Thank you for the question. You know, through these activities and these events, especially the football for women and volleyball for women, and also the athletics, you know, there is some girls who can run faster than men nowadays.
You saw that?
Yes. Even if you went to the playground, the block, you can see some ladies. They are very faster than men in athletics. And, you know, as you said, the sport has been the payment of the sport internationally. And even will come, maybe we can expect it 5 years or 10 years in South Sudan here. And even if we encourage our women to engage in sport, we will get, even if we get only one to go and play internationally, and we'll get all this million of dollars, you can do something to the country.
Yes.
And even if you see just in Kenya, neighboring country here in Kenya,
yes,
they have only one player been playing in Tottenham. If you see what he did in his country, he did a lot of things.
Yes.
And even Sadio Mane in Senegal, he did a lot of things because of his sport. The payment he get, he doing development in his country. And as a country, if we encourage our ladies, our women, and even our boys to be engaged in sport, they can do something to their country. And even through these activities, what we are doing in National Unity Day, we name it National Unity Day, we're developing the sport and different skill to our women.
All right.
Yes. And, you know, through all this process, we can build a strong national team through these practices. Because South Sudan Football Federation cannot develop football alone. And all the countries should be engaged. And even through the MRIA, we can make the awareness to the parents and even to the guardians, and even to the school. We need to tell the Ministry of Education also to be engaging in sport activities during the school. You should have an inter-school competition for the women and boys okay. also.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. If you have just joined us, it is now about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. We are talking about the 8th National Unity Day, and the theme is Sports for Peace and Social Cohesion. And for the past 3 years, more and more girls have been incorporated in the games to play in football, volleyball, athletics, and Boruboru. And so this is an event that is held annually in January and February, and it's been ongoing for the past 8 years since 2016. This year we have 284 participants who are all under 17. We have 13 football teams, 6 athletics teams, and 7 volleyball teams. One of the participants is right here in the studio with us. That is Stella, and then she's from Eastern Equatoria State. We also have Joseph Kwanbol, who's a football coach, and then we have Kamis Mayom Deng, who's the Director General of the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports in Upper Nile, and Gladys Jambi is a gender affairs officer here at UNMISS. After the break, I'll be opening my lines for you to call in and ask your questions, and also if you have a comment, you can share that as well on 0912-177-141. Send us a message right now and I'll be able to share it with the guests. Otherwise, stay tuned. Don't go away.
You're listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
اسمتي هنري سوكا. أنا كمواطن جنوبي بطلب من كل شاب الجنوب إنه أقدر أقول إنه الحرب ما عنده معنى، الحرب بيدمر، وده زمن عشان إحنا نكون عندنا سلام، وسلام عشان يجي لازم قلوب ناس يكون قلوب لكويس. كل زول يشوف أخوه وأخته الجنوبي، إنت ما تنظر لقبيلة زول ده هو من وين، إنت ما تنظر إنه زول ده من منطقة ياتو، عشان جنوب السودان بكون فوقو عدالة، بكون فوقو سلام، أزو كل ناس كده عينو نفسه تمون سوا سوا، قبلية كده شلو برا، كوربشن كده شلو برا، كده نكون ناس تسلام. أنا دير أقول لكل زول، كل سياسي يسمع كلام ده كويس، إنه جنوب السودان خلي يكون في سلام، إحنا ما محتاجين تاني نشاكل، كله كبير كل صغير كده أننا كتلتنا مع بعض عشان أننا نكون في السلام كده صوت سلا وقف أننا دراس مع صوت موزيكا. شكرا.
جنوب السودان فجر جديد بداية جديدة دعونا نحتفل بالسلام. عليكم سلام.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome back. It's a quarter to the top of the hour. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. My name is Lucy Kiden. Now we're talking about sports and how sports events for young people under 17 can bring peace and social cohesion, but also the importance of promoting gender parity in the area of sports, the importance of promoting of gender inclusivity and encouraging more and more girls and women to participate in sports. For this case, it's girls because it's under 17, but also encouraging those mothers to, you know, let go of the girls to go and play, you know. And so right now, I have with me Mr. Kamis, who's a Director General in the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Sports in Upper Nile. We have a football coach. He used to coach boys' team, but now he has a girls' team. And this team is in the finals. And I forgot to ask about the name of the team. I'll be asking you shortly. And then we have Gladys Jambi, who's a gender affairs officer here at UNMISS. And we have Stella Ilung, who is a footballer in Eastern Equatoria. Stella, I forgot to ask you, what position do you play in your team?
I play as a striker.
Yes, all.
Wow.
Hey, how many goals have you scored so far?
Because I've been my small, because if I run maybe through the goal, I want to score the goal. Sometimes I will be falling. Sometimes I will be even not directing the ball to go straight to the goal. I'm losing.
You're losing. But so you've not scored any goal?
I'm not scored.
Lisa?
Next time.
Sure. Which, let me, okay, in the games you've been, which one was the team that has given you the hardest time? Team yet we have game we should it.
There is not anything because our first game we play with Rumbek, we score 1-0. The second, this one football, we play with Bor, we score 1-0. The third one we play with Awil. Now we play first round, second round, 0-0. We come to the penalty, they beat us 2-0. Now we are going to the final losers whereby we are going to play Bentiu and Eastern Equatoria. Now maybe within two of us, who is going to be the loser? Loser will get the medal.
Okay.
And the two team will get the prize.
Well, I do hope you score at least one goal.
Next time.
Have you been able at least to assist for any of the other goals that was scored?
Me?
Yes. Did you assist that way? Did you assist in any of the scored goals?
No.
Walai itaya Stella. Joseph, team taki day au gisim toshine.
Team ita Ishmael Barghazal awil.
Ismail Barghazal. Itakum yaku to Stella ma score goal. Now you're in the finals. I want to ask you, Joseph, ita and coach, what are some of the challenges you're facing as a coach, a football coach?
Okay.
Yeah.
أول حاجة مشاكل الواجهين كتير لكن بجد يعني أول ما أول مرة ممكن يخش فاينل المرة الفات وشال
أوكي
بتاع سيدات بنات يعني سنة الفات أول شال وعلى بغوة برضو يعني كلهم أول ليه أنا بأنه أول بس كل مرة يخش فاينل ويشيل فاينل لأنه وراه ناس كويسين
اوكي
بزاد حاكم بتاع شمال بالغزال طبعا كان نور يعني ده زور رياضي بحب الرياضه اكثر وعنده دعم كبير عشان كده انه يعني سيدات ما بيجوا بيلعبوا بعين زول بيجوا كله يلعب الروح لندو عشان كده بعملوا حاجه انجازات الكويس
اوكي كالا شكرا let's take some callers if you have any question go ahead and call in yes hello good evening
Yes, good evening.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm connected with Jimmy Dwar.
James Dwar. Where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm at the side of Juba here.
Okay. James, ask your question and direct it to the guest.
Yeah, my question is, we see the squad to be the fifth area or the place of building the fifth in the country and this become different to the current sport that people are practicing in the country you see people playing here and there and they always ending with the fighting is it different from what we are saying the current sport activities in the country because I have seen several times the sport has been a seriously a violent center of which people always ending with fight Is that the sport that we are talking about or we have different sports that can build a peaceful coexistence?
Thank you, James. James, one question. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. I'll be taking another caller, another two callers. You can call in right now on 0912-06-2950 or 0912-06-2079 or 0929-686297. Call in and ask your question. You can ask DG, Ministry of Youth and Culture in Upper Nile, Kamis Mayom Deng. We have Joseph Kwanbol, a football coach, currently coaching a team of young girls under 17. We have Stella, who is a footballer. She's 15 years old, and she's a striker. And then we have Gladys Jambi, Gender Affairs Officer, who is a basketball fan. So go ahead and ask your question right now. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Deng calling in WoW.
Yes, Deng. How is WoW today?
WoW is good. WoW is good.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, my question is to the guests. I greet them, and I'm glad to have them discuss about the National Youth Unity Day. My first question is go to DG.
One question.
My question is that, what is it that it is not supposed to be nationwide, because at least all the 10 states can, the youth in the 10 states can participate, so that the ministries of culture, youth and sport in the state can also organize it in the state level and the one in national level, because so that it also made it to be the one of the youth, and all the youth must know all over the country. That is the first question to the director. And then the second question is to all the guests, even a single person can also answer it. That is that, what is so important that this day can bring to the youth, to the young people? What message it can send to the young people all over the country? As long as it, when it is also done, in, when it's done only in Juba, what message it can send? This is going, even the person can answer it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. They will definitely be sharing all their messages at the end. And so that's it. If you need to call in right now, do it right now. I'm about to close the lines, and then our guests will be able to answer the questions. We're here talking about National Unity Day. It's been happening since Monday, and the last day will be Saturday. A lot of things have been happening, games between girls, volleyball, football, athletics, but also the boys have been playing, and as you can see, it's not been easy. Striker like Stella here was not able to score even one goal, but she was part of the team, and they'll be playing in the finals of the losers match. Our last caller, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Anna
Kweisin Maimunu?
Keji.
Keji min when?
Min Juba.
Aywa, Keji asal sualtake.
Aye, so I'm Tegora Zelle Diu Falsi Studio. Adam of Sutsevit, the Dori De. So I'm Tegora Zelle Dori, that's a Limomon, Gabail Barao, Nakulubin of Sudan Wahid.
Thank you very much. Shukran, Jazilan. Joseph Andel Tabibada Maswalta, Keji Hasalo Hasalude. Gal Ilaka de Bakir Besini Fi Studio, Fi Bulu Kinak, Wala Bem Shiladi Fi States.
Okay, Shukran, Lucy Ratalit, Okhodna Keji. Aslo, Riyadh Aslo, Mubna Ala Salam. Anada, Asimuka Jiblakum Masalana, Leptamin Al Alfutuzamia. Sita utzain pada dalam daria, yani Sudan itu sita ushirin wilayah, nama syed arbo ushirin wilayah, yani itu nih wilayah bersama syed. Jadi junubnya 2007 ulipte fi atla bara, 2007 lahad 2010. Oh zaman dah kan fi doriat asalam gaya labu kulu sana, yani nama syed Malakal, syed Yambio, Juba, yani nama asir wilayah tu kulu. And حتى لو أنا أرجع جاتا شو أول يعني شهر شهر جاي ممكن أمشي أمبي ممكن أمشي توريد أمشي ألقى استيلا وأمشي أستر بتاع استيلا
أي
واستيلا زي ممكن أشيله بعد فترة نجيبه في تيم حقي
أيوة
عشان نعلمه كيف يجيب سكر
I think KGO.
Thank you.
KGO, your question has been answered well. Stella, I want to ask you, have you made any friends?
Yeah, I have made many friends.
How many?
Whereby I have like something of 20 friends.
Are you?
At the day I came in evening, I got 5 friends whereby we shared with them ideas, history, and how a country look like and how their country look like. Whereby we are share with them ideas, and we also live in peace and love as people of one nation, one blood, one country.
So which areas are these friends from? Are they from all the states?
Yeah, they are all from the state, but I didn't have a friend from this one, from Rouen Coast. Their room is far, and I only got one friend last time when we are in Bullock, so, Bullock Playground.
Before you go back, you must get a friend from Rouen.
It's okay.
All right. Well, KG, there you go. There's a lot of... interactions happening, getting to know each other. And you may not know everyone, but if you're able to make friends with one or two people, that causes a lot of change. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have this question from Deng in Wau. I'm throwing this to you, Kamis. It was going out to you. In terms of participating in the state level, having a tournament in the state to come out into the, rather than bringing people, what is your say on this? Is this something that we should expect in the future?
Thank you for the question. To come up with this National Unity Day is starting from the grassroots level, and every state should organize like inter-county competition. Then we will select the best player, then we'll come to represent the state.
Okay.
This is how to is starting.
Okay.
To select the team, you will start from the inter counties, and even the counties should start from inter Fayams, and even Fayams should start from inter Boomers.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we select
the best
players to come to participate in Juba.
All right.
I can say this in this one. And for my sister, which she asking in Arabic in Juba here, you know.
Because of time,
yes,
I think Joseph gave a short. Very good answer.
I need to make it short.
Yes.
As the DGs of 10 states and 3 administrative areas, 4 years back, we organized ourselves and we make like a DGs forum. And even as I'm a DG of Upper Nile State, I know what is going on in Rumbek or in Eastern Equatorial or Yambio, because we have DG's forum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yes.
That's really good to know.
Yes.
So there's constant communication ongoing.
Yes.
Okay, now, because of time, we are now concluding. I want you to conclude by answering James Dwar on this issue of a lot of sports events ending in violence. Just give your message in that regard.
The competition of National Unity Day, we are not coming here to get the gold medals or to get the cups. We need to unite our young people. This is the first things. And this is the main objective of these games. We are not here to get the cup. You know, where is bringing violence always in ending of this sport activity, which is ending by violence, when the people that are competing to get the trophies or to get the gold medals. But this one, we are working to unite our youngest people in South Sudan.
All right.
We need to build the nationalism to our country.
Thank you very much. Now, I would have loved to get different messages from you, but because of time, I think we've really said enough. I just want to thank you all so much for coming, and hopefully we will have more time with you during the last games, which will happen on Saturday. Thank you so much, Stella, for coming.
Thank you.
I wish you can score a goal in these next games. And thank you, Coach Joseph. Thank you, DG.